Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back live in our Half Street studios, Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murat. The exclusive sponsor of our show wants to help you take care of the important stuff in your life, a last will and testament, living trust, medical power of attorney. They can do it all. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Now you look up all of a sudden at the D.C. coaching ranks, and we've got a champion in his sport in Davey Martinez. We've got a coach of the year now in recent, this past week, Jack Adams Award winner, Spencer Carberry, and we've got one of the hot names in the NFL last season, Dan Quinn. Who would you take of the three? We wanted to get into that, but first, our conversation from right after our show ended yesterday with Carberry. This was moments after TJ Oshie gave his retirement speech over at the Georgetown waterfront. Carb sat down to discuss an amazing day.
Just to hear him talk about his career, his family, all the people that had a positive impact on, all the years that he's played, going back to being raised and playing minor hockey, was pretty incredible to listen to.
Yeah, like we were joking, he's getting choked up thinking about the intern who was one on the training staff in St. Louis 15 years ago. You know, just a guy that played with gratitude. I mean, you're around him so much. Speak to that a little bit, where it's a lot of guys, I don't want to say take it for granted because they're great and they're in the NHL, but there seems to be something that comes through in his personality all the time where he's grateful and kind of gets it.
Yeah, and that's where Oshie, the way a coach would describe him is, to me at least, is the total package. The skill and ability on the ice, how hard he competes, how hard he plays, how badly he wants to win, and then he goes and lays his body on the line. And then the other part of it is the off-the-ice stuff, how he is in the locker room, his leadership ability, his gratitude for the training staff, his ability to take a young player and have a subtle talk with them on the ice and share some of his knowledge and what he's been through in his experiences to try to help that young player. So there's just so many facets of what it means to be a good teammate, a good player, that Oshie checks every box.
What was it like for you the last couple of seasons as you've been not only altering the culture a bit, but you've been ushering in some of the kids and developing the McMichael prototypes, but you're also celebrating the careers and benefiting from the veterans? But Oshie's body was just breaking down on him last year. He just wasn't the same, and this year he couldn't get on the ice. We saw the same with Backstrom. What has that part of it been like for you?
Well, there's the negative part of it of them not being on the ice and not being, you wish they were able to play and impact the game on the ice. But the thing that I look at is the things you just mentioned about those young players, whether it was Pro or Mikey or Marty Faye-Arvey or Rasmus Sandin, they've watched these players and Osh specifically not only learning from them as an experienced veteran player and all the wisdom he can share, but they watched a guy that was absolutely laying it on the line at the end of his career to grind out every last ounce he could of his career. And that, when you watch that as a young player, you go, I'm not feeling great today. I can find a way to feel okay. And I will find a way to battle through what I'm going through. When you watch TJ Oshie, who in game 1,000 is hobbling around the locker room, and we're not sure he's going to be able to play in Vancouver, but he does everything he can that afternoon so that he can suit up at 7 o'clock. Or you see him in Tampa Bay when he had the non-contact and he couldn't move and he's being helped off the ice. Like, all those moments are lasting for young players to recognize and learn from and go, you know, this is a competitive, this is a guy that won a Stanley Cup, and here's why: because of the way that he competed and because of the how much he was a warrior. And you learn from that as a young player.
That's Coach Carberry. That's Coach of the Year, Coach Carberry, to you. Thank you very much. What did you know about TJ Oshie before you got the chance to coach him? And then what did you find out?
So I would say that stuff, I didn't know all of that part of him, the leadership part, the competitive. The two things that blew me away, I'd seen it, but I didn't really know it until I coached him, is his skill on, we call it on the walls, his ability to pull a puck off of the yellow that's on the rim or on the walls and make a play is incredible and so underrated. And for his coaches and people that watch the game in every little minute detail, his small, tight area skill with the puck is as good as I've ever coached. And that is a very underrated skill, but a very important skill in winning hockey games, and has a huge impact. So that was something that I was so impressed with, his small area skill of getting pucks off the yellow. And then the other thing I would say is, a lot of people, Caps fans, have seen Oshie, we call it the bumper on the power play, right? He's made a living there, scored so many big goals in that spot. And because he's done such a good job there, you know, you just think it's automatically, well, just put another right shot right in there, and then the same thing
will
happen.
It's easy, right?
It's easy, yeah. I just saw Oshie make a career out of scoring from that area. But the thing that goes unnoticed is that is what he's doing in there with his hockey sense and finding position and getting his stick in a spot to where back he can get him the puck or koozie is a skill in itself. And it's not just something that you can replace there. So Willie picked up a lot of those things from Ocean. He was trying to share, but his ability to play the bumper is like none other that I've ever been around.
Spencer Carberry got 81 of 103 first place votes for the Jack Adams Award. The Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League is Danny Manchin, joining us on Grant and Danny. Two seasons now, two playoff appearances. You get to round one in year one. You get to round two in year two. Who knows what year three will have in store. Let's keep climbing, right?
Yeah.
I want to get into that in a second. But first, this was Oshie's day. You had your own day recently when you found out you'd won the Jack Adams. I got to say, it was a little dusty when I watched the video as someone with kids too. But you were in a monumental. You could tell people the story working with Joe B. Thought you were talking about the team, and then you got a surprise.
Yeah, that came as a shock. I thought I was doing an end of the year interview, and I thought it was just going to be, you know, going over the season and all the highlights. And when he sort of spun me around and started, I thought it was going to be a video on the season. So I'm thinking OV goals, big moments of us winning games, and there was. It was of me on the bench, a coach, and I go, uh-oh, what's going on here? This is not on the script. And then turning around and seeing my family come in. And then, you know, my wife and my two little ones come in and with the Jack Adams trophy and just – and then my extended family. And that's what really blew me away, because these are people that live literally across this continent – thousands and thousands of miles. So I'm just going, how did everybody get here and come here for this moment? It was a moment my family and I will never forget.
Go through it here. Now that you guys have taken inventory of everything with this season, you and your staff, obviously pretty fantastic job. You were the Coach of the Year, not by accident. There are 22 voters, by the way, I'd like to have a word with. But greatest success for you guys this year as a coaching staff, and then thing that you say, you know what, after this year, here's what we want to do better next year. Give me your greatest success and something that you say, you know what, we're going to grind on this.
So I was really proud of – I would probably say this, because we had a tremendous start to the year. We put ourselves in a great spot, basically set ourselves up for the entire season. And the O record, as we got down the stretch – our games sort of stumbled a little bit down. And as a coach, you're going, okay, you know, we're trying to get ready for the playoffs. We'd already clinched a playoff spot, but we're also chasing a record. And O wanted the record, but his teammates wanted it just as bad. And they were trying every single night to put him in good spots and put our team in good spots to maybe get him an empty net or give him a pass on a two-on-one, and hopefully we get one goal closer. And so that it was hard. It was hard for our team to navigate that the highs and lows of Ovi getting the record and then playing the next night and playing an important game where you want to play well, you want to get 2 points, and we would stumble. And what I would say that the highlight for me was us in the first round of playoffs, because I was a little bit nervous, and we had talked about it as a group, is are we going to be able to pick up that high level of play in the first round? And we did exactly that.
Yes, yeah.
And I was really proud of our group for that. And we obviously, the second round series didn't go the way we wanted, but I thought we took a lot of lessons out of that. No one wants lessons. You want to win games. You want to win the Stanley Cup and get to the finals. But a lot of our guys playing in the second round for the first time goes a little bit unnoticed. So there were some guys in end-of-the-year meetings where that was new to me. That was foreign territory playing in the second round. You get to the final eight. It's realistically the eight teams that can win the Stanley Cup that all could make an argument. And I think we'll take a lot of valuable lessons from that second round series playing against Carolina.
As successful as this year was, and as much acclaim as you've gotten now as coach of the year, that was not an easy job. You guys made a lot of changes in the offseason. There were a lot of pieces to assimilate. PLD, almost to a man, all of them. You got really good production out of looking at, you know, Bevilier midstream at the trade deadline, Duhaime and Radish on the fourth line, Matt Roy defensively, LT in the cage. At every level of the ice, you guys are making these changes, and it all worked. I'm curious, Carbs, just about what that was like for you early in the year as you're getting all those pieces to come together.
Yeah, that was a significant challenge, especially early. This is more going back to the summer and pre-camp of getting to know all the new faces. And that probably was what got us off to the start, what was our ability to bring these six new players in, and they fit in so seamlessly. Like, it wasn't three guys were playing at a high level and three, it took a little while. Like, we, every single guy that we brought in, I felt like just hit the ground running and fit in so well with our group, from Brandon Duhaime to Pierre-Luc Dubois to Logan Thompson to Matt Roy. You just go down the list, Jacob Chychrun, all these guys just hit the ground running, and it just felt so comfortable right from training camp, them in the locker room, them understanding our system, them being able to fit in on a line and have good chemistry. And so when that happened, and Protoss, you could tell right away, took a real step in the summer and looked like a different player. Mikey, same thing. And even the guys that don't get a lot of credit, but Sandin raised his game. Marty Faye-Arvey raised his game a touch. So I think that was probably why we got off to such a great start, is you couldn't have predicted that many players, that many new faces would fit in so seamlessly with our group, which they did right from the get-go.
Part of our conversation with Spencer Carberry yesterday right here on Grant and Danny on The Fan, but it got us to thinking, as we had him on the show yesterday, about the current coaches in DC sports, of which we've got the four major head coaches, right? And how would maybe we rank those guys, or who would you most want to play for? Who's the best coach in DC sports? So we've actually made this our Metropolitan and Storage poll of the day. We do this each and every day. Local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best in class service and experience. The Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is available right now on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. But who do you think's the best coach in DC sports? Now, we did not put Brian Keefe on that poll, I don't think. With all due respect, sir, there's three guys, and then there's Brian Keefe. And maybe there's someone out there who would make the case that he is the best coach in DC sports. My lips are filling with smile. Again, I don't have anything against him. He's just a guy who happens to be the coach of a team that happens to be the Wizards, and they happen to play in the NBA, kind of, and happen to be based out of D.C. But right now, the goal is let's lose a ton, and yeah, Brian Keefe is the man for the job.
You wouldn't be able to tell, honestly. I mean, we're working on player development, and players are developing. So by that metric, successful, but there's no way to start putting him in a best coach in D.C. type conversation.
But
it's not fair.
Three coaches we can discuss here, and I want to open up the phones with you, Danny, at 800-636-1067. So here's the quick case for the three guys. Dan Quinn's been here a year and completely helped turn around the Commanders. Had plenty of help from Adam Peters, had a ton of help from Jaden Daniels, but DQ set the culture. He is beloved by players. They would run through a brick wall for him. There are guys, even from his Atlanta stay when he wasn't winning, see Logan Paulson, who would tell you, and who have on this show, he was the favorite coach they'd ever played for, even when things weren't going that well in Atlanta, that just the little things, the subtleties, the different things that he does that makes you feel like you're a part of a family, as he calls it, his brotherhood, that guys are just ride or die for Dan Quinn. And then, oh, by the way, you just look at his stay in D.C., and it was 1-12-1 season. Washington hadn't won 11 games in 30 years almost. Got to go back to 1991 to find the last time that they had done that, so 30-plus years. He deserves credit. So Quinn is an option. Mm-hmm. You've got Carberry, who was just named the coach of the year. Quinn wasn't. Davey Martinez has not been named a manager of the year anytime recently. But in the case of Carberry, 2 years here, they get to the playoffs. In his first year, they weren't supposed to. They way overachieve and get to the first round despite being outscored by almost 40 goals. And then in year two, Danny, they get to the second round of the playoffs. They get even further. They had the best record in the East all regular season long. They were in the running for the best record in the National Hockey League all regular season long. And again, they overachieve. They were not supposed to make the playoffs. Not only did they as the number one seed in the conference, but they got into the second round. So we'll see if they could make it 3-for-3 under Carberry and overachieving next year. And then you've got Davey Martinez, who I would say understandably maybe feels like he's farther back on this list because the Nats haven't won since 2019 under Davey Martinez. And if you look at like win percentage and the amount of time struggling, Martinez's ledger is way thicker in that regard than any of the other guys. But he is the only one on this list with a championship. Dan Quinn has not won a Super Bowl.
Right.
So as many shots to do it or more than Davey Martinez, actually. Spencer Carberry has only been around 2 years, but he hasn't sniffed a Stanley Cup. I mean, Davey Martinez, in his second year, 2 years in, had already been a World Series champion. Now, overall, he has lost over 100 more games than he's won. But you've got one champion, you've got one coach of the year, and you've got one pretty popular Dan Quinn.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary from you. So, to me, this is, when I think of how good a coach is, I think of, and it's an impossible exercise because you don't know. You can't replay everything with different people involved. But if you gave the average coach or a different coach the same set of personnel, the same set of circumstances, how would they do? And I feel like Dan Quinn would, just for the football team, for example, did a better job than a lot of other guys that have been here and did a better job than a lot of guys around the league would have with this group, keeping people on totally different pages together. Same thing with Spencer Carberry, most specifically. So for Davey Martinez, there are complaints, certainly. There are irritations where these young players never seem to learn how to run the bases effectively, always seem to make a bunch of fundamental errors, and it never gets cleaned up despite rhetoric to the contrary. You get guys that are, 4 or 5 years into this thing, like K-Bur Ruiz, giving away at bats with runners in scoring position, swinging at garbage. Like those frustrating things for people that really follow it, don't materialize. But what's Davey Martinez been given to work with? When he called down to the bullpen for the first 2 months of the season, there were no good names. There was nobody there that he could call that would help him get out of an inning before getting to Kyle Finnegan, right? So is that a bad job by Davey Martinez? I don't think so. That's more organizational. Kind of same thing with Carberry and company. You're tasked to both keep a bunch of veterans on task, happy, competing for a Stanley Cup. And oh, by the way, while you're rebuilding, quote unquote, bring up a bunch of young players on the fly to fit into your team culture. Harder to do than advertise. Everybody's got kind of their own set of challenges, their own set of circumstances. So it's hard to compare them evenly across the sports because the teams are in different places. But do you want my vote yet, or should we wait?
Well, yeah, we can give you our rankings, I think. Well, let's do it as soon as we come back. So we're going to rank our top four. You guys don't need to do that. We just want your number one. Is it Carberry, Quinn, Davey? I guess you could say Keith, if you wanted to do that. You'll have to make the case pretty strong.
Yeah, young players played well.
But who is your number one coach in D.C. sports right now? And if it's different, who would you most want to play for? Maybe that's different because maybe the answer is not Dan Quinn for you, but you think it'd be pretty cool to be in that locker room with DQ. 800-636-1067 is how you can hop in. Let's talk coaches in DC sports on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you missed Spencer Carberry on the show last night, or a little re-rack of some of that interview we did for you earlier in the hour, make sure you podcast it when we're done at thefandc.com. So here are my rankings, Danny, of the four coaches in DC sports right now. I have Brian Keefe fourth. We'll have him pulling up the rear. I've got Davey Martinez third. He is the only champion. That was a long time ago, 2019. He was actually exceptional during the 2019 postseason. Davey pulled a lot of the right strings and buttons were touched correctly. I think one of the things that really helped him was they had starters that went deep into those games.
Mm-hmm.
And then there weren't a whole lot of decisions to make in the bullpen. Hudson was going to get the ninth. Occasionally, if it was lefty heavy, that'd be Doolittle, and Hudson would set up for him. But interchangeably, you know, those two guys mostly with the day off between games, the way that the baseball postseason generally works, you know, or a couple of days in a row with a day off for travel in those series, they were going to get the last six outs, and they were going to be rested. So it was way easier. The only question for him sometimes was like, do you throw Tanner Rainey or don't you? But
can I get away with Rainey this inning if it's 7, 8, 9 coming
exactly.
up? Maybe. Yeah.
Strasburg would go 6 or 7. Max would go 6 or 7. Corbin would get pretty deep into those games. So I'm not saying it was an easy thing to manage, but he also did something brilliant. And whether this was on Davey or the front office, someone deserves a lot of credit. They used their starters out of the bullpen. They used Scherzer in relief in that run. They used Strasburg in relief in that run. They used Corbin in relief, maybe to his own demise to some extent, extensively
yep.
in that run. And Davey managed his butt off. He also made 2019 possible. He'll never get enough credit, in my opinion, for his positivity and the way he, almost cheesy way, to be honest with you, in a cynical world that we all live in as
yep.
grown adults. Like, he, to me, would be a really, like, he manages almost like a high school coach does. It is very positive reinforcement. Picking the guys up, you know, there's cheesy quotes. He's putting posters on the wall, pictures on the wall that are going to...
There's a couple guys that it sounds like, by the way, doesn't it?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
coaches in this town, yeah.
They're going to lift those things up, right? And players love that. On the outside, we look at that and we go, are you kidding me? You think these guys are 10? But players, they're not that different from when they were playing high school ball in terms of what they want out of their coach a lot of the time, right? Give me some discipline and motivate me a little bit. And it's okay if we're cheesy in this room. We're doing hip, hip, hooray cheers. Are you kidding me? What grown adults are doing that? Football players are doing that. So I'm going to put Davey third because currently, from a in-game standpoint, he's just not one of the better guys in the league, which I think Carberry is. And the results, the proof's in the pudding. It's been years since they've won. That's not his fault. He's like Keith in some way, being asked to manage a team that's going to lose a lot, but it is what it is. Number two, I'll go Dan Quinn. Quinn did a great job last year. Make no bones about this. This was not the hire I wanted. So far, so good. He was outstanding. I still worry long-term about, you know, defensive-minded guys, not going offensive, coordinators you run through, coach, play caller, quarterback relationship, all that stuff's not my favorite. Having said that, he did a wonderful job. Last year, to me, there's a few pieces to that puzzle. Peters is a big piece to that puzzle. Daniels is probably the biggest piece to the puzzle. And Quinn's a sizable piece as well, you know, in this pizza, so to speak. So I'm going to put him two based on how much he's beloved. I can't tell you from a X's and O's standpoint how critical he was or how much they changed or, you know, who do they elevate on defense. I just know that the guys in that locker room would take a, you know, bullet in the shin for Dan Quinn. And I there's something admirable about that. Which means number one on my list is Spencer Carberry, the guy we just talked to. 2 years in the league, two overachieving seasons for the Capitals. He's gotten he squeezed way more out of them than there has been. And for me, the Carbs argument, Alexi Protas, rocket ship. Connor McMichael, rocket ship. He gets the guys, veterans that teams give up on one after another, like Pierre-Luc Dubois. Alex Ovechkin, who's butted heads with a couple of coaches. Great results, loves him. The veterans, like John Carlson. TJ Oshie yesterday, sing his praises. The kids adore him. I'm not sure that I've seen one thing I don't like. I like how he handles himself. I think he out-coaches people all the time. I'm a big Carbs guy. So Carberry, Quinn, Davey, and Keith in that order, one through four.
One and four are the same for me. Just to echo you on Carberry. In years past, you'll see veterans. This guy's you know defaulting to veterans. Think of Laviolette, right? Where it's we're just talking about veterans. And there are kids that are like, hey, I know you guys are trying to compete for the playoffs, but I'd like to develop or I need something. And they're, quiet down, veteran team here. He did both. He's bringing guys along, getting career years and big leaps from McMichael and Protas, to your point, and also taking in, quote unquote, malcontents or guys that underachieved elsewhere for whatever reason, fold them right in. Part of that's the organizational culture. They've done that in the past, you know, non-Carberry division, but he did that. He walked the line the way other guys before him couldn't do. Or didn't do, whether they could or couldn't, they didn't. So to me, he's number one. Number four, just it's not fair to judge at this point for Brian Keefe. Again, the metrics for success for him were, hey, young players start to improve, show improvement. You got that. You got a couple all-rookie team type selections from guys. Bob Carrington, better player at the end of the year than he was at the start. Same for Saar, same for you know potentially Koulibaly. I mean, it depends on your perspective. But yeah, again, I just don't think that's sort of a fair apt comparison at this stage. So to me, two and three. I go Davey Martinez 2 and Dan Quinn 3. This was really tight for me, very narrow. The reason I put Martinez up there is because of the championship, and that run, I don't think anybody else does that. The 19 and 31 turned into the bumpy road, beautiful place that we all went to. His
but
demeanor.
Is that based on all-time resume, or is that right now, this moment, who you think's a better coach?
Right
I
now,
it that way.
Right now, this minute. Still,
really,
so just because of the because of that
6 years ago, still looming large for you.
It was the tipping point for me. So I look at Quinn; it's a smaller sample size, obviously here, right? Just sort of basing it on here. Track record too. I've gone into that, but for me, it's Quinn. I look at a defensive coach; defense wasn't very good. People under his staff that he picked, defense again wasn't very good. And I think a lot of it was you got Jayden Daniels. He made a lot of these things correct. Now, again, this is not to belittle Dan Quinn. I think he's good. I'm a fan of the guy. Obviously, everyone loves him. But a lot of people have loved a lot of coaches, right? I think people get along with a lot of guys. Like, you know, you saw a lot of the dudes that think Ron Rivera is the best dude ever, right? Where you're giving him a hug when you find out that you made the Pro Bowl or that you're the all-pro representative on special teams, Jeremy Reeves, or, hey, you know, these kinds of stories. That, to me, doesn't necessarily make it. We get more where we're squeezing more out of a roster for a couple straight seasons. I'll go, you know what? This guy deserves probably more credit than I'm giving him. Now I'm defaulting slightly towards Davey Martinez because of the championship, but this one's very close. You could ask me tomorrow, I might have a different answer.
So similar rankings then,
yeah,
with 2 and 3 swapped. I made the case that even though I would rather rank Carberry 1, I think he's the better coach. I think I'd rather play for Quinn maybe. Like, I love Carbs as a dude, but I don't get the sense. I mean, he is awesome after a win. Post-victory, shouting guys out, tossing out hockey pucks, Spencer Carberry's the best. But his demeanor in-game, and hockey's just different.
Yeah.
There's snarl. There's a little more agitation. There's a little more shouting might not be the right word. But, like, Dan Quinn just going full backwards hat, dapping guys up, bro-hugging them, high-fiving. Like, I think he might be the guy that would be the most fun to play for. And I'm sure Carberry does some of this kind of stuff. We don't hear as much about it. But, like, some of the stuff Quinn does with people he's bringing in to give you speeches and, you know, the SEAL Team 6 is hanging out with you and you're carrying logs or you're watching movie clips in the team hotel before the game. It feels like high school football in a sense, you know, with more resources. Like, you have money and a little more pull and you can do whatever you want. But, you know, they're getting other stars and celebrities to come in and, like, lead the huddle. I think playing for Quinn might be the most fun, which is probably why he's most beloved.
Yeah.
And not coincidentally why he's had a lot of success.
Indeed. The guy I would love to play for is Davey Martinez. Because, like, there's a – you can mess up once, twice, 37 times, and you're still getting tried it out there. If I'm a near-do-well, borderline, you know, 4A major leaguer, I'll still hit second sometimes. See Alex Call. You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to play for that guy. There's a lot of forgiveness.
Though, but is there truth to that?
There is. I mean, seriously, there's my college coach who's now at Wake Forest was sort of this way. Like, if you were one of the guys, you were allowed to feel like you could mess up. Not that you would want to mess up. You're not messing up on purpose.
But you're not looking over your shoulder.
But you look over your shoulder.
There's loyalty to you.
There are coaches that I played for over the years where if, you know, you didn't hit the cutoff man, you weren't trying to miss the cutoff man. If you didn't hit the cutoff man, come on in, son. Now someone's, you know, running out to the outfield. And you're going, geez, that seems a little harsh. You know, we'll work on it in practice. But, like, just because they were so fed up because we worked on this. This is what we worked on and you're not doing it. And those sorts of environments weren't great for players to thrive. So I think he would be a great guy to play for.
All right, I've got a game for you, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit out of the loop on this one. The rest of us are well prepared for this game right now.
Oh, no.
We're going to play a round of Does Danny Hate It? And this is about something that's gone on in DC sports today.
What?
So here's what we're going to do. Darris, Toby, and Ryan, you can guess with me. We'll all go on the record for Does Danny Hate It, yes or no? And then we will ask Danny how he feels about it. You guys know the story. I'm not going to bring it up just yet. All right, Danny can't know what we're talking about just yet. But the big developing story in DC sports today, does Danny hate the bit that is happening? I will go on record first. I will say he despises what is about to take place. Darris?
I'm going to go. I feel like the easy answer is to say that he hates it. I'm going to go against the grain and say that he's going to not be all that bothered by it.
Well, the only reason he would do that is to swerve, to just kind of, like, make us look like we're wrong. Do you actually think he's going to say he's not bothered by it, or he's actually not bothered by it?
I think he's going to say that he's not bothered by it, yeah.
Because he's not.
Wait, all
because
you guys know what the it is?
Yes, we know what the it is. So you'll find out soon. Oh. I don't think he'll be bothered by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan.
I could play reverse psychology here, but if I know Danny Ruye, he is going to hate this.
Okay.
He's going to hate it.
I mean, by the way, he's a liar if he doesn't hate it.
Yeah.
He's never hated anything more than the press release I'm about to read. All right, Toby, you're up.
He thinks it's unprofessional and absolutely hates it.
So is it that he's going to hate the press release part, or is he going to hate the whole thing?
The bit, the skit, the press release, the idea, the things involved. He's going to hate everybody and everything.
I think he's going to realize that it's a part of sports. Like, this is a thing that happens in sports sometimes. Some teams do this.
I can't wait to introduce you to the guy you've been working with for the last few years. All right, here's the press release. The Nationals are calling up top prospect Bruce the Bat Dog. Danny, thoughts?
For what?
The Washington Nationals have called up top minor league prospect Bruce the Bat Dog from AAA Rochester, the organization announced today. Bruce, 1 year, 9 months in, that's in people years, joins the Nationals for his first career major league assignment after posting a 1,000 receiving average in 3 appearances with the Red Wings this season. He will make his fourth start in Rochester on Friday, June 13th, going and getting the bats after at-bats, before traveling to Washington, where he will make his Major League debut on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this highly anticipated event are available at nats.com/tickets. So there's a dog that is the bat boy, but it's a bat dog, their prospect, at AAA Rochester, who goes and gets the bats after at-bats that get left at home plate.
This is going to happen in a Major League Baseball game?
The Nats are calling him up to get the bats for the Nationals this weekend, Friday night, and they're telling fans they can get their tickets to see the highly anticipated event now at nats.com/tickets.
Danny.com/out. Apologize. Everyone apologize. Stop. It's not too late to stop this. It's not too late to stop it. Is every 16 or under male vanished from the earth like a Thanos snap? Please allow the human being to do it. Do I get bite marks on the bat? Is he slobbering over the pine tar, the magic hit spray? Or if I've got grip tape on, is that where he bites? What are we doing?
Quote, our fans and front office are always excited to see our players get promoted to the Nationals. But Bruce's promotion is a historic call-up to the big leagues that he richly deserves, says Rochester Red Wings GM Dan Mason. Nobody makes people smile more than Bruce, and I'm sure he'll do a wolf-tastic job.
Quote, everyone should be embarrassed, end quote.
A wolf-tastic job for the Nets. I was actually psyched that maybe Brady House would get called up on Friday before the Nelly concert. We don't need a call-up of Brady House. We are already moving some tickets.
We're all set. There's a puppy.
We got a prospect getting called up.
Where is the shame? This is not rookie ball. It's not the Gulf Coast League. This isn't Bull Durham. Give it up for Grady, the bloodhound that gets the bats, said the amateur city that shouldn't be taken seriously. No. Stop it immediately. Human being, bat boy. Human being, bat boy. It is the thrill of a lifetime for some kid to trot out there next to his heroes and, like, share the dugout space.
Bruce also gets a thrill out of
That's it. That's a dog that has no soul.
Dog guy. Has no soul, by the way.
Dogs don't have souls. Human beings do.
Souls. I'm sure dogs don't have souls. Dog guy.
Dogs don't. They're dogs. They live as long as they live, and it's sad when they go. That's a dog, man. That's a dog.
Some people wonder if that's the human experience as well, Danny.
Yeah, we get a little longer on this earth. We're a little higher form of evolution.
A golden retriever. Does that change anything?
Oh, okay.
Bruce is the organization's leader in head pets.
Is he? Hold on.
Just let me get through the press release. He's the organization's leader in head pets, belly rubs, and good boys since making his
Nathaniel Lowe's second? What are we talking about? What are we doing?
His first professional appearance on September 5th, 2024. He currently leads the International League in...
No, he doesn't. Admit that he doesn't.
This one's tough.
The one's coming up is tough? Yeah,
this is the toughest one. He currently leads the International League in pawtographs and smiles and is among the team's top performers in boosting dugout morale. Loved by players and fans alike, Bruce carries on the legacy of Milo, Rochester's previous bat dog, by giving back to the community and bringing people together. There's no quote from Mike Rizzo here. You know, I just imagine them bringing this to Rizzo and him being like, get the bleep out of my office.
Right? Seriously.
Like, you guys do whatever you're going to do, but what's your name? My name is Frank. Never talk to me again, Frank.
From now on, Frank can't come in here.
Right, exactly.
Idiots.
Somebody in that office is Mike.
Mike, it's not bad. He signs a lot of pawtographs.
Does he?
He's a top prospect. You guys love your prospects.
What are we? Idiots?
What an unbelievably ridiculous thing. Ridiculous.
Garris, you were so close. Danny, seems like Danny kind of likes it. What do you guys think of the prospect getting called up? You feeling good about the Nats calling up the dog to get the bats? Grant and Danny on the fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. You can go vote right now on our 106.7 The Fan Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. We're asking you who you think the best coach in D.C. sports is. Our double play is coming up, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on the new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Let's go to Chuck, who's in Upperville on G&D. What's up, Chuck? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Chuck.
I'm a big-time dog sport enthusiast, so I had a bias going into this segment. And my first instinct was, oh, my God, this is great. Then I thought about it, and there were a couple of very legitimate reasons to maybe consider not doing it. I don't know if any of y'all remember some years ago in somewhere in the world of tennis, they had a tournament going, and they had two border collies on either side of the net who was doing kind of the same thing. And it worked very well, at least according to the little, you know, ESPN blurbs. And it looked very, very cool. And border collies, I own three. They love tennis balls.
They're good at fetching, yeah.
But there's two objections. One is that I think for Major League Baseball, being a ball boy is just such a huge thing for kids of that age group that, you know, to take that away from them for something sticky is probably not good. The second thought I had is many times ball boys have to be very alert because a foul off, you know, line drive foul or something, they have to scamper away from that. Now, a lot of dogs might be sniffing the grass at that
point. Chuck,
this
is a professional. This is not some dog they're picking out of the crowd. I mean, this is a dog that's been doing this for 3 years. It knows where to sit. It's trained. It knows how to. Probably in the camera well. It's nowhere near. And it just goes up. They give it a cue, and it goes and gets the bat and comes back. I mean, there is occasionally the issue with the bat boy going up at the wrong time. Dusty Baker's son,
yeah.
Now in the Nats system trying to get to the big leagues where he's got his first major league hit last year. But, no, this is Danny may think this is pathetic, but I think it's a very, very good thing.
Oh, well, you
Chief of DC had that one. He said pathetic.
It is. It is that.
I think Darius is trying to go get a autograph on Friday night.
This is so minor league.
Toby, what are you more excited about? Seeing the bat dog go get the bats after ABs or Nelly for his post-game concert?
I want a picture with a dog more than Nelly. So give me the dog.
How much would we have to pay you, Danny, to get a picture with... What's the dog's name again?
Bruce, the minor league dog.
Bruce, the golden retriever. How much would we have to pay you to get a picture with Bruce?
To get a picture with the dog?
By the way, how pissed is Brady House right now? He can't get called up, but the dog can. The dog...
Hey, gather around, y'all. Someone's getting a call up.
The dog that, like, poops outside the clubhouse in the grass.
That's right.
And who goes and picks up the bat after Brady House discards it after his latest home run.
He's just yakking on the bone. That guy gets called up.
Beat him to the big leagues. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
Grant, you stole my thunder. I'm really upset that this dog's getting called up before House. I mean, does the dog have 12 home runs this season? Although, Danny, I heard that the dog has a much better sniff rate than C.J. Abrams.
Tip of the cap.
I honestly haven't looked up Dog Savant. Does he have a really good sniff rate?
According to StatCast, he has an excellent sniff rate, but he tends to chase a lot, too.
But oh,
because of the dog element. Everyone's having a great old time.
Here we go.
Yep.
That's a win.
Yep.
That's a win for... Thank you. Big time chase rate.
You know, because he's a dog.
You think this guy was Josh Bell? Fred's in Newmarket.
Here we go.
You excited for the prospect getting the call?
I am. Hey, it's good to hear you guys. I haven't listened in a while. But, yeah, I love it, and I'll tell you why. I know some people are worried about, you know, kids not having a chance, but it's one game. I love to have it against the Phillies, have them pick up our bat, run across the field, and pursue, you know, take a dump in Bryce Harper's hat after that.
Ooh, you know what? A little dog accident.
Is he trained to do that?
Bryce Harper's hat. You could probably train him. That hat right there, that's the one.
Get out of here.
Let's go to the bathroom over there, doggy.
Yeah, what happens if you know, I'm not even asking questions.
This dog?
I have no idea. I'm sure he is. The golden retrievers tend to be obedient, you know, as dogs.
Rizzo's on with the Junks at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Will they ask him about the gold? I can't remember this guy's
Bruce.
Name. Thank you.
It's burned into my brain, by the way, forever. The dog.
Bruce the golden retriever.
Yeah.
And if, like, honest question, shtick aside, do we think Rizzo knows who Bruce the Golden Retriever is?
No.
I don't think he does either. I think right now, this moment.
Unless there's, like, a conversation where, like, his wife saw it and was like, look at this. And he's like, oh, wow, that's neat. I'm just trying to run the ball club, you know? But she's like, thinks it's really interesting.
But if the Junks tomorrow morning, they're like, hey, what'd you think of the game last night? What are you doing about this lineup situation? C.J. Abrams is scuffling. What did Davey Martinez mean when he said there's going to be lineup changes if the guys don't get the memo? Also, what'd you see? Here's how they should ask it. You have tough decisions all the time and deciding when to call players up and when not to. How do you know Bruce the Golden Retriever is ready and you're not going to have to send him back down and that he can deal with some of the struggles that may come in the big leagues?
What are we, idiots?
Like, is the idea that he blows the gasket and that's funny? Like, is that what we're hoping?
Rizzo?
Yeah.
No, I think he'll play along. I think he'll just be like, oh, we love Bruce the whatever, the retriever.
Bruce the dog.
Yeah, he's a retriever. I think he should do a good bit. Like, we got to work on his chase, right? But, you know, we like his pitch selection.
He's performed well, you know, down there. And, you know, we like to call guys up and keep them up here. So, maybe. I mean, this is so amateur. It's so Bush League.
Is it one game or is it full time?
Again, one instant is too many. One instant is too far.
I just love the press release.
What do you mean? Like, you actually love it?
It's funny.
Or you love it because you know how ridiculous it sounds and how pissed off
that
it makes
one.
Me.
I love that I get to read it to you and watch you get angry.
He's like, it's coming. He's going to get a autograph. He's going to give him he's got a good signature. The autograph, everybody. He leaves little surprises around the dugout. Don't step there. That's Bruce for you.
I'm just so happy. Oh, man.
He's gnawing on the hickory. There he is, Bruce, the bat dog, everybody.
I'm hoping for a perfect debut. I want him to get out there, scoop the bats, get back to the dugout, no issues.
He once threw a perfect game. He did. It's a dog.
The Beltway Blitz comes your way next. We'll get to some NFL mini camp burning questions at 4:30 on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.